Good day, Jim Roncevich, President of IPG Social Impact. And today we have a blog titled, Why Are You Considered a Beautiful Person? For the week of 10/31, Happy Halloween. Our quote comes from Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Quote, people are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out. But when the darkness sets in, their true beauty is revealed only if there is a light from within. End quote. Do you subscribe to the cliche, beauty is only skin deep? The multi-billion dollar beauty industry does not. Do you live your life embracing this cliche, or do you make decisions about your appearance that somewhat supports this cliche? What is beauty? Isn't that the key? Or let's just say it's determined by the eyes of the beholders. So why do people consistently do photo shoots, which is certainly acceptable and for some quite possibly extremely helpful? Hint, 2 + 2 still equals 4. Most people attempt to use a hybrid model, preferring beauty to be both outside and inside. But what if you had to lean 80% in one direction or the other? Would you prefer 80% outside or 80% inside, while forfeiting some of your outside for your inside gifts, if you make that option, bestowed upon you at birth? Yes, outside beauty is primarily a gift received at birth through no effort on your part, other than to now maintain your corpus that you were gifted. This is a relatively easy compared to creating inside beauty. This is relatively easy. You simply need to eat reasonably well, exercise regularly, and make healthy choices in life. And that will provide the high probability of maintaining this beautiful outside person. All these steps are often just self-centered initiatives, which makes them even easier and motivational for people to actually do. You're always trying to get people motivated to do things. And if you look on the outside of somebody, they put forth a lot of effort. But inside, now that's where you need to work your ass off. To develop the depth and breadth of becoming beautiful inside, it takes years and years with no guarantees. With much effort and tenacity, anyone can become a beautiful leader, partner, and person in life. Here's a short list of must-haves needed to become your most beautiful self inside. 1, gently frank inner circle. They provide frank information, not misleading affirmation, while also sharing what they'll do to help you improve. 2, an unquenched appetite for improvement. This competency changes your view of life and removes your defenses, which enables you to objectively and accurately. That is so critical. Objectively and accurately. Most people believe they have that, but they don't. So that's why they struggle to get better. But objectively and accurately sift through valuable and not so valuable feedback. For example, if I get feedback from a 5, it probably isn't going to help me, but I have to have an objective opinion that's 5 information. If there are 9, I need to shut up and just listen because they're going to help me get better. It's so critical to make that accurate assessment. That's one of the things we do in coaching, is helping people make that assessment so they can respond most effectively. 3, insatiable appreciation for life. If you wake up like a 7-year-old on your birthday every day, everyone whom you interact will be appreciated and you'll count your numerous blessings, regardless of the challenges each day brings. And it comes daily. So, gotta have that insatiable appreciation for life. Fourth, lastly, and most importantly, an amazing partner. Elusive? Absolutely. But you'll never reach your most beautiful self without someone who's genuinely and unconditionally helping you become your most beautiful self inside. Period. What I've figured out is you can only get to a 9.0 if you do everything perfect yourself, which is rare. In order to break the 9.0 barrier, you have to have a significant other that is better than you and helps you grow into that exponential 9.1, 9.2, 9.3 challenge. So radiate your beauty to the world through your holistically intelligent decisions, prioritized actions, and knee-weakening love for life. Are you a top 7% leader who'd love to intelligently create $100,000 a month for your favorite nonprofits? Again, that's the top 7%. 93% this is really not applicable to. Because it's the top 7% leaders who actually change the world. The fascinating part to me is 99% will talk about changing the world, but they really won't. If you believe you're a top 7% leader, let's explore possible opportunities. DM me on LinkedIn or directly to Jim.Roncevich at IPG Social Impact. Get making a difference. Get mad. JR, have a beautiful, beautiful week. Happy Halloween. Let's close out November, December, making the biggest, most significant impact your talent portfolio affords you. Blessings.